This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Father of all, we pray to you for those we love but see no longer. Grant them your peace. Let light perpetual shine upon them, and in your loving wisdom and almighty power, work in them the good purpose of your perfect will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Well, I say to you this morning, as I say to our school children every Wednesday, good morning, saints.
Good morning.
Happy feast day. I've done this before in the past, and I would like to do it again today, and that is, you have to turn to a person next to you or in front or behind you. You will need to know their first name because I want you to say to that person, Saint, whatever the name is, pray for me. Saint Bob, pray for me, for example. Please do that right now. So, there you have it. Our own litany of the saints just accomplished in 15 seconds. How did that feel? Feels kind of good, doesn't it? Being called a saint, a little daunting, a little scary. But that's what we celebrate today. Our sainthood, that to which we are called. Usually on this day, I ask you to read an answer to a certain question in the prayer book, but I'd like to use a different question today. If you would take out the Book of Common Prayer, and those of you who haven't taken Episcopal 101, that's the red book in the pews. And if you open to page 862, there is the second question from the bottom, on page 862. And the question reads on 862, what do we mean by everlasting life? Would you read that answer with me? By everlasting life, we mean a new existence in which we are united with all the people of God in the joy of fully knowing and loving God and each other. This is an amazing reality. When we think of everlasting life, we normally expect to hear talk of heaven. There is no mention of heaven here. Everlasting life is meant for us to be experiencing now, a new existence, a new way of being. And it is that new way of being that Jesus is calling us to in this Luke's version of the Beatitudes, turning the world upside down, that the values that the world would tell us are important are not, that the things that the world would want to tell us last don't really last. Who won the World Series this year? Anybody know? Who won the World Series 2 years ago? Who won the Emmy Award for Best Comedy last year? Who won Miss America last year? Who won American Idol last year? Okay, so we got some Idol fans in here. We don't remember those things. What we do remember is that which lasts. The question above this one in the prayer book talks about the communion of saints. The whole family of God, the living and the dead, those whom we love and those whom we hurt. This entire group of people who are in this communion that we celebrate today, and it is that group of people to whom we are called to live this new existence. We don't preach much about everlasting life in terms of heaven. I think sometimes we do you a disservice by not doing that. We justify it. We use Jesus' words, well, the New Testament words anyway, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, what God has ready for those who love God. So we don't know, so it's going to be great, but we really don't know what it's going to be. Well, we miss a huge opportunity. I've always wanted to go to heaven myself, but I can remember Sister Julian back in first grade talking about heaven being that place where we will worship God forever. And I thought, you mean I got to sit there and listen to that priest talk for 24/7? It wasn't exactly an image that excited me. But this image excites me. This image that what we are called to be is a saint. And anything short of that, I am not achieving that which God enables and empowers me to be. But that's difficult at times. You know, we had in the end of this gospel today the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But if we look at what Jesus really gets at with his life and words, as we've gone before, we have to talk about going further than that and going to the platinum rule. Do unto others as they would have you do unto them. It calls for us to get out and beyond ourselves, to let go of ourselves, and to really try to see the world from God's perspective and therefore through others' perspectives as well. And we really then become the person we are enabled and empowered to be. Sainthood. You might recall Jean-Paul Sartre, the French existentialist writer, who has that often misquoted line, "Hell is other people." It's misquoted because we miss the context of what he's talking about. He's really talking about the fact that if we do not choose to enter into the relationships with other people beyond myself, then every relationship that I have is horrible, and literally all people become hell for me. Do you want to live that way? I don't. This vision of heaven that we are given has an incredible impact about living everlasting life now, because we start to become the fullness of what we will have when we get to heaven. And that's what matters. This chain of the communion of saints, that's the only unbroken chain that we will remember. It's a difficult time in our world right now. The cynicism, the divisiveness. Choose that which is really going to last. Of becoming the saints to which we are called and enabled to be. This past week, I was blessed to go to Bethesda Hospital because one of our members was in ICU. And along the way, there was this little old lady out in the hallway. And as I passed, she literally grabbed me by the arm and pulled me in. And she said, "You're a priest, aren't you?" And I said, "Well, I'm an Episcopal priest." She said, "Well, that doesn't matter. You'll do." She said, "My friend Francesca is in there, and she just lost her son who died. And now she's very ill, and you need to come and pray with her." Okay. She was Roman Catholic. I don't know what the lady was who pulled me in there, but Francesca was Roman Catholic. And there were tears. And there was incredible solemnity, and there was incredible meaning. And in that moment, there was a bit of everlasting life that took place. We can be achieving that with every interaction we have with each other. And Jesus is calling us to be the ones to be that presence to the world that needs it so bad, especially now. I had one other image this week that really brought this home to me. Some of you know that in my younger days, I was a little more athletic and I used to run marathons. And if you've run long distance marathons, it's not about winning the race, it's just about finishing the race. That's all that matters. And the first time I ran a marathon, it was from the Colosseum in Rome out to Ostia Antica, this ancient Roman settlement inside the ruins of a stadium. What a credible setting to run your first marathon. It took me, I think it was 4 hours and 53 minutes. And I think the winner did it in an hour and a half or something. But what was amazing is this. I ran it with some buddies of mine from the seminary. And when we entered that stadium and approached the finish line, most of the people who had finished hours before us were still there, cheering us on as we passed the finish line. When I thought about that this week, that's sort of what this communion of saints in heaven is all about, isn't it? That those who've gone before us, that we remember today, they're waiting at the finish line to cheer us home. And David's going to be there. And Olive Gill's going to be there. And Pat Shanley's going to be there. And every single person in our life is going to be there. Francesca's going to be there. But we don't have to wait till the finish line. We can start welcoming each other home now. That's our call. That's our gift. Let's celebrate it. Amen.